This is the Unstoppable Authors Podcast with worldbuilding warrior Angeline Trevina,
planning and productivity powerhouse Holly Line,
and formatting fireball Julia Scott.
Every week we bring you discussions on the craft of writing,
author life and business,
and interviews with some of the industry's most unstoppable authors.
A writer's life doesn't have to be solitary. We're here to bust that myth, support you on your journey, and encourage you to be unstoppable. Hello and welcome to episode 169 of the Unstoppable Authors Podcast. Today we're going to look back at our goals for 2022 and see how we did and set our new goals for 2023. And we have Shane with us again, but we are welcoming back Angeline.
Yay!
I'm actually here.
Welcome
I'm really
home.
Actually here.
So good to have you back. We are time traveling with this episode as we're recording this well in advance because of Christmas. Yep. So although to our lovely listeners, it's 2023 already, for us, Christmas hasn't happened yet. So, yeah.
That's so weird.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yeah, so it's only been a few days since Julia and Shane and I last did a personal update. But we'll think
of
something
happened
to say.
Yeah.
Nothing.
But I suspect, as we haven't heard from her in quite a while, Angeline might have a bit more of an update for us. So take it away.
Yeah.
Well, that's certainly a lot of pressure to be interesting. So, yeah, obviously I have been taking a break from the podcast recently because we have been moving house and we had to move very quickly at possibly the worst time of year, in what is probably one of the most difficult times for the housing market here in the UK. So yeah, it's been not fun at all. And I hate moving with such a passion. I hate packing. I hate unpacking. I hate everything about it, apart from seeing empty houses. Like, why is that special? You know, like when you move out of your old place and it's empty and you're like, whoa, it's really big without all my junk in it. But yes, we are now in our new house and very gradually getting things unpacked. And yeah, we're in a lovely neighborhood with lots of lovely neighbors, so it's all good in the end. But it does mean that I pretty much had to put everything on the back burner, all of my work and absolutely everything. So my update is just, I have been moving house and done nothing else because I have had no space for anything else. So I'm actually really looking forward to getting back to working hard next year. I really am.
Good. Awesome. Does anyone else have an update?
No.
No.
I baked mince pies from scratch for the first time ever.
Wow. First time ever. Nice.
Nice. How did it go?
They have gone down very well.
Good.
Are there any left?
Yes, actually, there are. There are a few left.
There are two left.
We had our Christmas party. That was fun.
Oh, yes, we did. That was fun.
Yeah. A huge thank you to everyone who came. It was so lovely to see lots of happy, smiling faces. And I think my quiz was okay, right?
It wasn't too taxing.
Well, yeah. Angeline found it taxing. I found it
incredibly taxing.
I apologize for nothing.
Well.
Yeah, it is the way of things. I've been doing some goal setting because it's what I do. I've started to actually, because I found that, like, for all my yes, future planning, yes, December is so all-consuming. Mm. I actually don't have a lot of mental capacity to think past Christmas. Mm. But now that I'm basically ready for Christmas, I have been able to think about the new year and beyond. So
I wish I was ready for Christmas.
Me too.
Yep.
I've been moving and not Christmas shopping.
Excuse,
yeah. So yeah, I think fine. That's fine.
Yeah, that's a good excuse for sure.
Yeah. Okay. So we have no new patrons this week, but a huge thank you to all of our current patrons who sponsor the show. We appreciate all of your support so, so much, and especially all this year and through some tough times for people. So thank you for sticking by us. Patrons get early access to episodes, exclusive access to our off-air banter, and the chance to join in with our monthly sessions of Sprints and Giggles, an evening where we do writing sprints, answer questions, and have a laugh. If you'd like to join in and also support the show, you can do so for just £3 a month at patreon.com/unstoppableauthors.
And now we have to talk about goals or something like that. Is that something I understand?
I don't know. Did you do a quick rush goal setting job like I did, Angeline? Like, oh crap, I've got to think of something.
No, not at all. I did not do it 5 minutes before we started recording on a bunch of post-it notes that are just stuck next to my computer right now.
No, Shane, does that bring you out in a sweat?
I'm not. this isn't okay.
But this is why Holly made sure Shane was on this episode, because she needed backup.
Yeah, because she was like, "Do you want to come and talk about goals? Because I need someone else to." No, she didn't really.
I highly suspect that whenever we talk about goal setting, Holly goes away and cries afterwards because, well, Julia and I, yes.
Yes, indeed.
There is a little bit of like, I can't get them to make a plan. Like, I need a plan.
I sometimes make a plan. It's just I don't follow it, like, ever.
Mm-hmm. I make plans and then I forget them.
Yeah, exactly.
It's good.
It really hurts.
Yeah, I can't. I feel a bit ill.
Oh, dear. Okay. All right, so let's turn back time for a bit and talk about what we were thinking about a year ago, if any of us can remember. I mean, I have notes to refer to, but I have last year's podcast,
so yeah. That's basically the only information
Yeah, I've just remembered. I re-listened to that episode and wrote down what I said on a post-it. So I just need to retrieve that post-it.
Oh, goodness, I'm not even that prepared. I could have said anything.
You weren't on the episode.
Oh brilliant!
That's true. Even better.
Brilliant. Oh dear.
My main goal for 2022 was survive. And I did that. So
well done.
I'm here. I'm proud. Yeah. And I also said I was nervous about setting goals because 2021 was so crap.
Mm.
And I still feel the same about 2023. So I know. But yeah, I said I was going to publish 4 books. That was my plan. The original Midorian, the book formatting formula, my sci-fi standalone, and a co-writing project.
Oh yeah, that didn't happen, did it?
It's not going to happen, is it?
That's not going to happen. I'm so sorry. That was with me. Just so you know.
She was so excited. She got me all excited, and then it was like, no.
That's life fine. Happened then, and
yes, life does.
There's
that.
A lot of that.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And I also said I don't want to get to 2023 and say I haven't published anything. And I did publish something.
But you did publish. Yeah. Yay.
Yeah.
So there you go. And I also said, which makes me laugh, that 2022 is my Clifton Strengths year. and it really wasn't. So it's okay. It was a mixed bag for me.
Yeah. Yeah. So and did you have a word of the year, Julia?
I did. It was balance. And I talked about this on... Thanks, Shane. I talked about this on the last episode, I think, or one before, where I said that I just don't think balance is achievable for me at the moment. And it's more just juggling balls and putting some down if you can, if you need to. but there are ones that need to take priority. So I don't know.
Mm.
balance is, yeah. But I did say I want to use my time wisely. I also did not do that. So I mean, I'm hoping that 2023 is going to be a little more put together.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I feel the same. Yeah. Yeah. So my word of the year was focus. And I was probably the least focused I've ever been in my life. So
we're doing so well. So
we're
far.
Doing well.
Two out of four.
So yeah, I set goals by strength this year. And I had to laugh at my list and how few things I actually did manage to tick off. But I've sort of gone through it and been like, oh no, actually I did do that. And I did do that. So it's not all bad. So I said I was going to finish 4 books. Finished one. And I published it. So, you know.
We're on par with that.
Yep.
That's good.
I said I was going to streamline my reader funnel, which I did do. I did that in January. So I got that done straight away. I said I was going to read 24 books. I have so far read 29. So I'm very happy with that.
Yeah.
I said I was going to take courses and I thought I hadn't, but then I remembered I did one of Becca Syme's intensives in May. So I was able to take that one off.
Hang on. Well, courses.
Well,
wow,
what
strict.
I actually wrote down was take Strengths for Writers / other Better Faster Academy courses.
Okay.
So it was like a, yeah. So I didn't do Strengths for Writers, but I did do an intensive. So
got to watch what you write. Otherwise, Shane's going to be.
Yeah, I'll hold you to it.
Yeah.
Be a stickler. Yeah. I said I was going to prioritize my alone time and strengthen my relator, which I have done. Alone time has been on my habit tracker all year, and I've managed it almost every day for the whole year. So very happy with that. And I said I was gonna utilize the systems that I created for myself back in 2021 that I never implemented. I didn't do that, but I've realized they're the wrong systems. It's a reason I haven't implemented them, so I'll be starting from scratch with that this year.
Well, that's an important thing to do, isn't it, to realize that they're wrong for you.
I
apparently I wasn't on this podcast last year, so no, I have no idea what goals I may have set for myself for 2022. I feel very much the same as probably everyone, that 2020, 2021, 2022, it's just been full of surprises, just in the world, the real life thing, you know. Which is an understatement, but it makes me as a person who doesn't like planning because things tend to go wrong even less likely to plan things, and like even more afraid of saying, right, this is what I'm gonna do. But I'm pretty sure I decided that 2022 I was going to focus a lot on live events. I said that for 2020, so that I apologize if it was all my fault for making that intention. But obviously 2020 and 2021 live events were not much of a thing, but they are coming back now, and I really did. I focused very much on live events. I hosted a heck of a lot of live events myself, and that pretty much took up a heck of a lot of my time this year. And I don't know, I probably said I was going to focus on the world building stuff, which I kind of did. So
yeah,
that's my incredibly vague.
I was just sitting here thinking that if we hadn't have had that episode that I did with Holly at the beginning of 2022, I probably wouldn't have set any goals. You, maybe just a vague idea in my head of I'd quite like to do that. But yeah.
Yeah, that's how I do it.
You and I are ever so similar.
Much to Holly's.
Just wing it.
Yeah. If it works for you, fine.
Well, we're adaptable, so like things will change and I love, wing it.
I love how she says if it works for you, fine. But... through like gritted teeth. <Yeah. laughs>
I get it.
Yeah. All right, Shane, how about you?
Okay, so my word for the year this year was production. I have produced. Yeah, just for a bit of variety. I wanted to publish 5 books. I published 9 this year. So
wow. Mm-hmm.
That is a win for me. I wanted to start a podcast. I did start one. It's not the one I was planning on, but I do have a podcast now. With the wonderful Cassie Newell, the Storyteller's Face-Off podcast, and I wanted to read 100 books. I actually read 200 this year, so that is
just me and Angelina just like, what?
I did do a lot of audiobooks, I will be up front, so it wasn't pure reading.
I do feel like I just need to get up and walk out the room right now.
No, stay, we've only just got you back. And then the thing I didn't do, so I'm not perfect, guys, because there is something I didn't do.
Thank goodness.
I said I was going to record my nonfiction audio. I didn't do that. And I will be doing that in 2023. So, right. Yeah, that's me.
Mm. Excellent. Okay. So we kind of already talked a bit about what we did actually manage to accomplish, but I made a point in preparation for this episode of checking how many words I wrote this year, because, you know, focus was my word of the year and my number one thing I wanted to focus on was words. So I thought, well, let's see how I did. Now, I haven't added up all my words every year, so I've got no basis for comparison. I do not know whether this, you know, was more or less or the same as what I've written before, but I added it up, and of the words tracked, there may be some missing, but of the words tracked, I wrote over 143,000 words. Nice. Which I think, considering the year I've had, that's pretty damn good. Mm. What I don't know is what projects they were on. I mean, I presumably wrote some words for The Power of Blood. And I know I wrote some short stories. But yeah, I don't really know exactly where all those words went. So,
but you know, they're still words.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Yeah, I a few weeks ago, actually, you'll be surprised by this, Holly, that it happened a few weeks ago. I was thinking about my end of year Instagram posts. Mm-hmm. And I usually do a wrap up of like, yay, this is what I accomplished this year. And so I looked back on the, you'll hate this, but the way I check what I've done each year is I go through the bibliography and the past appearances and the blog posts on my website. Because that's the only possible place that I track things that I've done. And I went through and, oh my goodness, I was completely shocked to discover that in 2022, I have not published any fiction at all. None. Not even a novella. Nothing at all. No fiction. Which really shocked me. And I was like, whoops. and I've actually only published 2 books this year, which is not like me. I'm usually a 5 a year person. And I was trying to work up to 6 a year. And I've only done 2 this year. And I'm like, I was sitting there going, what happened? What have I been doing all year? I've clearly done absolutely nothing. But then as it is, you know, it always takes an outside person. A friend of mine was like, oh, no, but you've achieved like all these things. And yeah, I've been running a lot of live events this year and starting up new live events, mm-hmm. which has taken a massive amount of time and energy, but I'm still shocked. I'm shocked that I've only published 2 books this year and no fiction.
But that's what it looks like when you say you're going to focus on live events.
Yes.
Yes.
It is true. The problem is I have this ingrained voice that I'm lazy. Mm. And this is because my darling mother, I love my mum, by the way. I don't hold this against her, but she spent my entire childhood saying, "Oh, lazy Libran, lazy Libran." It was just like a daily thing that she said. So it's so ingrained in my view of myself that I am lazy. So if I'm not productive, just like a ridiculous amount of the time, that little voice in my head is going, "You're lazy. You're being lazy. You're so lazy. If you weren't so lazy, you would be able to do much more." And I'm trying, this year I've worked quite hard on trying to rewrite that part of me. Mm. So that's something I want to do next year, like work more on trying to get rid of this deep ingrained idea that I'm really lazy.
Mm. You're one of the most productive people I know. You're always doing something. And yeah, you know, you watch telly as well, which I think is awesome.
How dare you?
I know. And every time I sit and binge watch something on Netflix, which I do a lot, I'm sitting there and that little voice is going, "You're being lazy. You could be being productive right now."
There's a book called Laziness Doesn't Exist. You should read that.
I have seen that, and yes, I should.
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're going to binge watch anything, it should be The Traitors.
Yes.
Yeah. Everyone keeps, I've seen loads of people going on about that.
Just do it.
Yeah, do it. Do it.
You'll have to so that we can talk about it.
Yeah.
I ground Julia down. I was like, "You have to watch it because I have to be able to talk to you about it."
Yeah.
And you're glad you did.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Okay. Any other celebratory, things people want to talk about? Any wins, big or small?
I published my book.
Yes.
My plan was to publish it in 21 and it took me till the end of 22, but did it. Only because I was so determined not to have to put 2023 on the copyright page, had to be 22. But I also managed to publish two short stories as well in anthologies, which I kind of forget about. Like, I think, I only published a book this year, but no, I had two short stories too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm proud of them both. So,
yep.
Yay. Yeah.
Awesome.
I did launch an editing business on the side. Mm-hmm. So that's been...
Because you weren't productive enough.
No.
Nine books wasn't enough, so you had to just... No.
So yes, that's been...
And reading 200, remember?
Oh my gosh.
Also.
Yes.
I think I read about 3 books this year.
Oh, maybe you less. Win. Oh,
Julia, you read more books than someone. Yay.
I read 9 so far. No, wait, there's still some of the year left.
Yeah.
I fully plan on finishing Shane's book.
It's so really bad. 10. I've barely read anything since 2020 when the pandemic hit. I just couldn't read, and I haven't managed to get back to it.
That was a change for a lot of people, though. I think a lot of people experienced that.
They did. I know that I'm not alone, which is good.
But we talked about this at the end of 2020, I think, or it was in 2021 or something.
Yeah,
saying that people reacted to the situation differently. Some people would throw themselves into writing or throw themselves into reading. And some people would just kind of not be able to. So everyone's different.
Yeah. Okay. So let's look ahead. Which I know is hard for two of you. But Shane's so pumping prepared. His fist in the air. Bring it on. Okay. But because we are all individual, I'm not making any assumptions. So first of all, how far ahead are we each planning?
Next week?
I can't see past Christmas right now.
Okay. Fair enough.
No, I will kind of, the maximum I'll plan is a year. But I think my plan is, whether I'll actually do it or not, is to break it down in quarters, and at the end of each quarter, reevaluate and go, am I actually going to manage this? How's life going? So I'll be, you know, adjusting, adapting.
Cool. Shane, how about you?
So I have a very detailed year plan, a semi-detailed 5-year plan, and a very vague 10-year plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine doing that. I can't imagine planning for 10 years worth of my life.
Doesn't mean I'm going to stick to all of it. It just means that's where I want to be in 10 years.
Yeah. I don't know where I want to be in 10 years.
I have a vague plan for tomorrow.
Like breakfast. That's the plan.
And after that, who knows?
Could be anything.
I just love how different we all are. It's brilliant.
It's great.
Yeah. And so look, here's the thing. Shane and I share Futuristic as our number one strength. And
that, we do.
Like, it's kind of like what we bonded over, really, isn't it? We were like, oh,
well, twins. You say bonded.
Ouch. Wow. Well, that's put my relator in its place.
This will be Shane's last appearance with us.
No, we did. We did bond over
Futuristic
strength.
But mine at the moment, it hasn't always been this way, but at the moment, my Futuristic is behaving quite differently from Shane's. And I can really only plan about a quarter ahead. So, I mean, I've got a very vague idea of the things I want to accomplish over the course of the next year. And I have, like, you know, really, really vague ideas for further ahead. But, like, they're just, like, dreams. They're not... I haven't named them as plans. They're just dreams still. But, yeah, I'm really only planning for the first quarter of 2023. And then, yeah, I'll see how things stand in, like, February, March, and then make a plan for the next quarter. And that's all I've been able to do since my burnout. So, yeah. Okay. So what kinds of goals are we setting? So, like, you know, obviously we're a writing podcast. We're only really going to talk about goals relating to that. But, you know, if we're also setting personal goals or health goals, financial goals, writing business goals, you know, what kinds of goals? Angeline's face there is like, I have no information on this.
Actually, what you were saying, I was sitting here thinking, oh my goodness, I only set business goals, like writing and business goals, like personal goals. Why would I ever set a personal goal? But then when you said like health goals, it made me realize, oh, actually I do, because like I'm a member of Slimming World, and so I have a target weight that I'm working towards, and I actually set out at what point I would like to reach my target weight, and then I know how much I need to lose each week to be able to reach that point. And yes, that goal keeps shifting because you know, like, I like food, but I always know how much I want to lose per week so that I know exactly when I would hit target. And that's probably like the most planned out any part of my life is, like, that is more planned out than any business stuff. And when it comes to financial goals, I have like, I wouldn't call them goals. They're like hope. You know, like that's what I would call them. They are hopes. Like I would like to hit this particular monthly income at this month, and then next month hit this. But yeah, I don't commit as far as making them goals. They are hopes.
Yeah. I suppose the goals are the things you do to try and reach that hope.
Yes, which is not very much.
Well, you're going to have to do something because money doesn't come from nowhere.
I know. No, to be fair, actually, I say, oh, it's not much. But no, like the last book release I did a world building guide in, I think it was September, the end of September. I did more for that book release than I have for any other book release ever. And it was absolutely fantastic release. So I see it's that again, it's that internal voice that always puts me down and I go, oh, I don't do anything. I don't do much to actually hit my financial goals, but actually I do.
Yes, you do.
But I
yes.
tell myself I don't. It's so stupid.
Psychology.
Yeah, I totally get what you mean about the hopes though with finances, because for ages, years and years, I would set a financial target and I never even came remotely close. And that's with doing all the things, like having them, you know, smart goals and breaking it down into steps and knowing all the streams of income and blah blah blah, I would still just like fail hopelessly year after year. So I stopped doing it and now I'm just sort of bumbling along without one. But I have this vague idea in my head of an income figure I would like to have, but that is all it is. I'm really reluctant to write it down, name it, because I am scared of failing again.
Yeah, I get that. It's a scary step to call it a goal.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it?
yeah so I'm mainly setting sort of personal development goals, and my goals are really focused on actions I can take. I'm not assuming anything about outcomes, because that is where I get into trouble. So yeah,
that's how about you, Shane?
Yeah, so I am setting a financial goal, and I wish I wasn't now. Thanks, Holly.
Sorry.
It's fine. But yes, I would like to earn a multi five-figure income in 2023 just from the author business and multiple streams. So that's my financial goal and my health goal, I guess, because I hadn't really thought about this either, but now you've mentioned it. I have a condition called radiculopathy, which sounds ridiculous, quite frankly, but all the radial nerves in my neck, or the radial nerve in my neck, I think there's only one, is basically kaput, and I can suffer from quite debilitating bouts of pain for a few weeks at a time. So my health goal in 2023 is strength, because I know that if I am stronger in the body, then the condition will have less effect on me. So I'm currently working out how to go about that, but that is my major health goal this year.
Cool.
Yeah.
Julia, you haven't said anything.
Don't make me set goals.
No, but you don't have to give specific goals.
We will in a minute.
Yeah, in a minute.
But I'm breaking in advance, okay? I'm mostly setting, writing goals and personal and health, always health. And I said this last year that your health is the most important thing, because everything follows that if you're not properly healthy. So I talked about how I was gonna, you know, change up my diet and improve the things I eat and all of that, and I didn't do that at all. So that's my plan for this year, is to eat better. I have food intolerances that come and go and can be quite stressful, so I'm gonna figure that out.
Yeah, but health is a constant one, isn't it? Like, I don't think
we'll
ever get to a point where we think I'm the most healthy I can possibly be.
Especially as we're all aging. Well, everyone's getting older. Every person's getting older every minute.
That high positivity is really kicking in tonight.
No, that's reality. I'm a very realistic kind of person. I'm not a realist. I'm a realist. Yeah,
a realist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm now feeling incredibly aware that I'm the oldest person here.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Not by much.
Yeah, not by much. I'm only just behind you. Okay. I'm going to give Angeline and Julia headaches. And I apologize.
No, we're just going to sit back and let you talk.
Oh, I laughed at this one.
Me too. I put ?? when I was writing my notes.
I did not write a post-it note for this one.
Okay, so after that build up, the question is, do we use planning systems?
No.
Oh, I actually,
I wrote no, but I want to.
Right.
And I've got the beginning of January to figure out a way.
Mm-hmm.
So please help. Tell us what you do and I'll just copy you. Thanks.
Well, everyone has to find their own.
No. I'll do what the successful people do. Thank you.
Oh, no. I'm going to hurt everyone with high strategic listening. There is no silver bullet. I'm really sorry. No, there isn't. Okay, so I use SMART goals. I am unapologetically wed to SMART goals. I just think I've studied this extensively.
And you.
There's so much evidence, and they're the way to do it.
For everyone, or?
I mean, some people don't like the acronym, and there are other sort of similar concepts out there, but they all basically amount to the same things, which is be specific, write it down, and hold yourself accountable. But, you know,
all the things that I hate.
Yeah. Grim. Yeah, I don't like that acronym either.
Yeah. I think how you go about reaching them is the really customizable, individualized thing. But there really is basically one way to. Rephrase that. There is not one way to meet a goal. There are lots of ways to meet a goal, but the general way to like give yourself the best chance is to use something like SMART, some kind of system to get you there. And it's figuring out what is going to work for you, because we're all different. And then I do all my tracking analog. I put everything on paper. If it's digital, I will forget about it. I'll stop checking it. I'll stop using it after a week or whatever. The only thing I've even vaguely stuck with is Sasha Black and the Rebel Author community have a quarterly spreadsheet, and I have put my word counts. That was part of how I was able to add up all the words I wrote this year. I have been pretty good about using that all year. So, yeah, but usually anything digital just gets forgotten. Mm, so
maybe that's my problem.
Maybe. Yeah. Shane?
Yes. So I have 4 notepads, because I also cannot keep anything digitally goals-wise. I've got an A4 pad that I use for the goals for the year. I have then a quarterly pad that's a tiny bit smaller, and I break it all down into quarters. I have a weekly pad that's a little bit smaller, and I break it down by week. And then I have a daily to-do list, which is tiny, but I break it down by day. And that's how I do it.
The only thing that sounds exciting about that to me is buying new stationery.
I know. I was sitting there thinking, I think I'm actually starting to sweat now.
paper, pens.
It sounds delightful. Yeah.
It sounds very organized. I'm a bit envious, but yeah.
That's good.
Are they pretty notebooks, though?
Like, no.
Oh, that's disappointing.
What? No, they're just like, nope. Just notebooks. They're not.
But you use different colored pens, right?
No.
What?
Oh, shame. We need to
stickers.
Stickers. No. Oh, please. God, no. No. No, just literally the same pen, this pen, the plain old scrappy pads. But if I don't write everything down and organize it that way, I just won't do it, because it's not top of mind. I have to keep these things top of mind. Otherwise, I won't do them. And the pads are always stacked up on my right on my desk, so I can see them all the time.
That's awesome. I'm going to give you guys a visual. Unfortunately, the listeners won't get it.
Holly does use stickers and washi tape and everything.
In preparation for doing my annual review, I got out all 3 of my bullet journals for the year. And I'm just very satisfied to see that I have inadvertently made a B think it was yellow black. Because people may or may not know, I have a bit of a thing for bees. I'm quite obsessed with them. And yeah, I have black, yellow, black this year. So I made a little bee.
Very good. Can I just show you then? Because you may be impressed by this, but whenever I buy a new notebook or particularly a new diary, I also buy myself a new Parker pen in the same colour. Uh-huh. So, wow. So this is this year's diary for 2022 with its matching Parker pen.
Uh-huh.
And this is next year's diary for 2023
it's with yellow. Its
matching, oh, I love Parker matching pen. Stuff.
So, yeah, that's what I do.
Awesome. Do you actually write in them and use them, or do you just look and go, oh, that's pretty?
I write in them and then forget to look in them for about 3 weeks. Yeah. And then I write in them again. And then I forget to look in them for the next 3 weeks.
Yeah. So this is why I always buy undated planners, always. Mm. Because if I just give up planning, I've not wasted a whole half a book.
I have something to, I guess, announce. This is the first time I've talked about it anywhere. I am creating a planning system. Mm. And it's going to be based on the Wheel of the Year. So it's about using the different energies throughout the changing seasons and to move through different parts of the cycle of a goal. So
that sounds very cool and like something that I could get very down with, as long as is winter hibernating.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. Like I am in for this.
So yeah, that is something that I will put into use with my coaching clients, and I might even write a book.
Awesome. I think you should look forward to that.
Yes.
Let me know if you need a formatter, because I could make that so pretty.
And you know, she's done most of your others, so it kind of
it's kind of a given, yeah. Okay, so on a related note then, how do we track the progress of our goals? Don't snort laugh.
I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I make goals at the beginning of the year and then vaguely keep them in the back of my mind and then never really actually think about them.
That sounds really similar to me.
Yeah.
We use the same tracking system, Julia.
I think I just need something more that motivates me more. It's like, I thought I made a goal to read 30 books this year, right? Which isn't 200 books, nor 100. It's just 30.
I'm not judging you.
No, no one's judging you.
No.
I'm just too impressed at how fast you can read. But on Goodreads, obviously, that's how I track how many books I read. And every time I go onto Goodreads, it tells me 9 out of 30 books and you are behind. It tells you, like, you are this many books behind. And it still doesn't motivate me to read. So, like,
same. Yeah.
I want something that helps motivate me to actually complete that goal. So it's like I am seeing my goal regularly because I go on Goodreads fairly regularly to see what my books are doing. Mm. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm the same. I've actually abandoned Goodreads now. I can't even remember the last time I logged in because it just told me how much I was failing on my reading goals. And yeah, I don't find that motivating at all.
I mean, I've tried tracking with other people. Holly made a spreadsheet when we had a group of us doing. Yeah, of course you did. We were tracking word goals and stuff. And yeah, I kind of stick at it for a little while, and then give up.
Mm.
So I need something that I can stick to.
Mm. Yeah,
but that's my problem. That's not an everyone problem.
No. No. Definitely not an everyone problem.
Brutal. No.
It's okay. I love Holly.
Julia, I completely empathize. See, it's a definite me problem.
I'm glad
you're here,
Angeline. I would have been stuck in between these two.
Oh my goodness, you would have.
Yeah.
But like I said, when we were talking about last year, this year, it's not over yet. I don't know what I wrote. I know how many words I wrote. So that's something I haven't tracked and is something I am going to track going forward, because I would like to know where those words have gone and like how, you know, how I've used them, how productive they've been. And with no judgment, like if I just write something just for fun, if I write a 10,000 word thing that never sees the light of day, that's absolutely fine. There's no judgment, but I would just like to know, just for my own, I don't know, reassurance, I guess. Okay, so what tools do we use then? I'm so sorry. What tools do Shane and I use to help us accomplish
our goals? Oh, brutal Burn. Today.
Brutal, but true.
Yeah. Fair.
Okay, so I use my bullet journal. So like Shane was saying about breaking goals down into like quarters and then like weekly task lists and everything, I do all of that in my bullet journal. Every quarter I will have a spread that breaks down which of my annual goals I'm working towards and what steps I'm going to take to meet them. And then every single day I have a task list. It's quite often filled with crap like do the laundry, but there will usually be something to do with one of my goals. And if there's something that I'm particularly like focused on, it may have its own spread in a given month. Like for instance, I've been working on my health a lot this year, and I've been really trying to increase how much I walk, and I've been setting a step goal every month and having a tracker to count how many steps I take, and it has really worked. I have really significantly increased how much I'm walking. So yeah, that's the main thing.
I have apps that are good for tracking habits and things, but I don't actually use them.
See, I'm exactly and this is the
thing. Like, I can find all the tools, but it's just doing the thing. It's just just don't think to myself, yes, I'm going to track this every day for a whole year. It just doesn't appeal to me. Like, I'll do it for a month and then just forget and be like, oh well.
Yeah, no, I'm exactly the same. I have a calendar on my wall, and I have a diary, and this will upset you too. I've just checked, and the ribbon bookmark for my diary is still in the week beginning the 5th of December. So that's the last.
That's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
I thought you were going
to
be like,
I thought you were going to say January.
No, but that's the last time I opened my diary. I have a habit tracker little notepad, and I every year or month or whenever I decide I need to get organized, I start off great guns for about 3 weeks, and then I never look at it again, and I keep starting up spreadsheets in some idea that I can get myself organized via spreadsheets, but then I have so many that I forget what they're all for, and then I just abandon them. I have abandoned spreadsheets. Does that count as a tool to help me accomplish my goals?
Not if it's not helping.
Well, on the note of habit tracking, I think I get frustrated when I get derailed. So as soon as I hit a bout of illness, like I have health issues that I contend with as well. So as soon as I'm out for a week and struggling health-wise, and my habits, you know, I don't manage to keep up with walking that many steps or, you know, doing this or that, I struggle to get back into it because I'm annoyed with myself for failing.
Yeah, but there are, if you're ill though, that's not a failure. There are extenuating circumstances.
Yeah, no, that my perfectionist tendency says it's not good enough. Yeah. So yeah, obviously that's something to work on. But my tool, I do have a bullet journal. You know, because the pretty grid pages, and I look at Holly's layouts that she posts on her social media, and I think, oh, it's so beautiful, and mine just aren't. So I just have I have one for writing where I track my word count, and I find that helpful. And then I have one for like a weekly to-do list. So I'll just do a work on one page, home on the other, just to-do lists that I just add to until it gets full and I need a new page. mostly every week. So that's how I, those are my tools.
Mm.
And washi tape and stickers and pens.
Yeah, I think next year I read about a way to organize your daily tasks, which I think is great because I do, I make huge daily to-do lists and there's no way I'll ever be able to do everything on them. So the rule is you can only have three things on there at any one time and you can only add another thing to the bottom when you tick one thing off. So I think I might try that next year because, yeah, I overestimate, I think, what I can achieve in a day, for sure. So I'll give that a go. But tracking word count is interesting because that has never worked for me. I did try. I had spreadsheets at the start of 2020. What year are we in? 20 whatever.
Who knows?
One of those 20 years. And I stuck at it for about a week and then I was like, oh, no, I can't be bothered. Mm. Yeah, just that doesn't work for me at all, the word count tracking thing.
Well, you're right, so fast you can't keep up.
No, it's not that. It actually slows me down to track them. And I get annoyed because I'm thinking if I'd just written instead of worrying about how much I'd written, I would have written a bit more.
Mm.
And I start, like, as much as washi tape and stuff works for you, Holly, I do just use...
And me.
Well, and you. Well, you it have washi help. Tape.
I like it. It just doesn't help me.
Yeah, you have washi tape, but that's not the same thing.
It makes you happy though, Julia, and that's what counts.
Thanks, yes. Angela.
But I only keep just the same old pen, scrappy pads, because it takes me so long to do like nice pads that I could have done the things already by then. The time it would take me to do the nice spreads and stuff, I'd already have done the thing.
But I do think it's the joy that it brings. Like if that doesn't, if those things don't bring you any kind of extra on top of productivity, then yeah. But for Holly and I, especially, and Angeline, I know, loves a good sticker.
Stickers.
When it brings you joy, it makes you more likely to carry on using
I agree.
That, you know, system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's definitely true for me. And it upsets me when people say they can't bullet journal because they couldn't make it pretty. And I'm like, that's not bullet journaling. Like the bullet journal method is minimalist. It is simple. It's just a bullet point list. That's it.
Yeah.
All the like the stickers and the washi and the drawing, that's, you know, that makes it an art journal, which is a different thing. And it's not essential to bullet journaling. I have been bullet journaling for 6 years. I started at the start of 2017 and I have stuck at it every single day. I mean, not every, if I've been ill, I've occasionally missed it, but basically I've stuck with it continuously for that length of time because I am motivated to do it because of the creativity that I put into it. And it does also help me be more productive. If either of those were not true, I wouldn't still be doing it. Yeah. And that it's not essential. Prettifying your planner is not essential if it doesn't help you. So I just really wanted to put that out there because
and that's a great point, actually. The same technique can work differently for different people. It doesn't mean that because, you know, Holly journals and Julia says she's going to bullet journal. it doesn't mean that they both have to do it the same way.
Yeah.
No,
or
exactly.
At all.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Right. So let's wrap the topic up by getting specific and say what our actual goals are going to be for 2023.
Are we going to be held to these next year?
Yes.
Damn it.
Yeah, we're going to have to re-listen to this episode for 2024. Oh my God.
Or write them down.
In your bullet journal.
I have written them down.
Okay. Do you know what? To be perfectly fair, because I had a coaching session with the wonderful Holly Lyon about goal setting and other stuff.
Yes.
Strengths
it was
and things.
Fabulous.
Yeah, but I also had a one-to-one.
Oh, the one you were late for. Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, Shane, the one I was late for a very good reason. I actually wrote down in my bullet journal goals for 2023. I haven't written anything else, but it's ready.
You wrote the heading. That's the first step.
Okay. It is the start.
Oh, the you wrote the words goals for 2023.
Yeah.
Oh,
no actual goals.
Oh, right.
But it's there, it's ready.
Yeah. We'll get to that in your next session. It's okay.
Cool.
All right. Mm-hmm. Little steps. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. I don't mind going first. Obviously. Okay, so I am doing my goals by strength again, but I haven't actually dug down into exactly what they're going to be yet. But I am going to, because all this year I picked a strength each month to focus on and develop, and I really enjoyed doing that. So I'm doing that again next year. So I'm going to work through my top 12. So I have Q1, basically. I know what I want to do. I'm going to focus on my next nonfiction book. And so that is going to be a lot of research and conducting interviews and stuff. And maybe after I've done that, I'll start telling people what it's about. And I am also going to be kind of as my secondary project, working on something for Kindle Vella, should we get it. So yeah, I'm going to be revising a story that I've already got written and breaking that down into little serialized chunks. So that's my Q1. And then the rest of the year is, like I said, a bit more vague. So we'll see how it goes.
I like a bit more vague. I have written goals down. I only wrote them 5 minutes before we started recording, simply because I knew I had to have some. But yes, after this year where I only published twice, I want to publish 4 times next year. Hopefully.
Awesome.
So I want to publish 2 world building guides, but boy, the first one I have planned is going to be massive amounts of work, and so that may set everything off, and then 2 fiction books as well. I need to publish some fiction, and also, I want to still focus on live events. I already have 7 booked in for 7. Next year.
Wow.
And another potential biggie. So when I'm going to fit all this in with writing 4 books as well. And the goal that I always keep setting and failing horribly is I really, really want to get very, very organized with my Patreon and have specific weeks that I do specific things so that I have a very, very set schedule for posting on Patreon, because I really wing it at the moment and I would rather not.
All right. Who's next?
Julia.
Okay. We're sandwiching in the non goal setting people in between the futuristic folk. Okay. My plan is to publish the book formatting formula by the end of the first quarter. Because I've already started it, that seems fairly achievable for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I have much more of an idea of where that's going now, so that's good. And I want to publish my sci-fi standalone this year, but I'm unsure if I'm going to put it in Kindle Vella or not, so we'll see about that. I need to do more marketing for the Mirror Souls trilogy, but I need to work on some smart goals for that because that's far too vague. I want to plot my fantasy series so that's ready to roll. I've written research my top 5 Clifton strengths so that when Holly's talking to me about them, I know what she's going on about. and then I want to read 30 books, not 9.
Awesome.
Great.
Okay. And Shane.
Okay, so I've covered the financial one. I'll leave that off. But I do want to launch the podcast I was originally supposed to do this year. Next year. Oh, whatever. Whatever year. That year. That year, I'll do it then. And Like Angeline, I want to publish 4 books this year because I've spoken at length about how rapid release is a killer and I'll never be doing it again. So that's the first 3 novels in my Chosen Vampire series, my upcoming... All right, calm down. and my 6th non-fiction, which is How to Think Like an Author. I will be doing season 2 of the Storyteller's Face-Off podcast. And my two last big ones are I've made quite a big investment and I'm going to be taking part in Jay Thorne's Author Business Mastermind cohort. Yes, in 2023 with the aim of trying to hit that financial goal that I set myself. And the last thing, it's a small thing really, but I want to go to London Book Fair because I've never been, and hopefully it will be as an ally volunteer.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
I did that this year, 2022. That was my first ever London Book Fair.
I've never been. I want to go.
I want to go as well.
Yeah. I said I'd go last year, but I just couldn't be bothered. So I really need to go this year.
All right.
Does anyone have a word for the year?
Oh, yes.
Let's do that.
Mine is passion. I want to follow my passions this year.
Nice.
Mine,
Angeline?
Is...
Oh, go on, Shane.
Oh, no, it's fine, Angeline, you go.
I certainly do not yet have a word for the year.
That's why I picked you.
Thanks.
I didn't want to leave you to the end and you go, yeah, I don't have one.
Mine is development.
Yeah.
Yes.
And mine is improvement. I just want to improve on this year, no matter how much.
Mm.
Awesome. Love it. All right. That wraps up our goal setting topic. So, yay! Goals!
Yay! Goals! We love it.
Julia, we got through it.
Oh, so. Survived. So we're going to have to listen to this episode again at the end of 2023.
Will it be as painful the second time?
Oh, gosh. I hope
probably not. More, because we'll be seeing what goals we set that we had completely forgotten.
No,
about,
I'm not going to forget them this year because I'm going to write them down on paper.
Wow.
The heading's there.
On paper.
Yeah. Well, I've written the title. It's waiting, so.
You can't waste that page now, so you need
no,
to.
No, I can't.
Yeah.
I'm going to put stickers on it and everything.
Yay!
Oh, love it.
So I do have a very silly would you rather question. Mm-hmm. Related to, because it's New Year, two parties. So would you rather have party noise makers for feet or have confetti breath?
What are party
so you know
noise
the,
makers?
You know those the ones that you blow that go
that sound like a kazoo?
Yeah. So every step you took, your feet would make that noise, or you can have confetti breath. So when you're just like breathing confetti.
But how would you eat if you're breathing confetti? Like, you'd be swallowing bits of paper or plastic. Oh my god, what kind of confetti?
No, maybe it's like rice paper.
Okay, that's safer.
Oh right.
Okay. I don't know, you possibly don't realise we had a really similar question to this probably about this time last year. Because really? it must have been one of the episodes I had a quick listen back, and it was would you rather have to throw confetti over everyone you meet or blow a noisemaker at everyone?
No,
you meet?
It was shout Happy New Year.
Oh,
every time you spoke to someone.
Yeah.
yeah.
I
don't like either option.
You've got to choose one.
You have to choose.
I would choose having the noisemaker things for feet.
Me
just
too.
Because you don't walk all the time.
Yeah. I
so
could
get
stay
a
at home a
it.
Lot more.
You'd have a bit of a break from it. I mean, you'd never be able to sneak up on anyone. But at least
do you need to do that?
Often.
Lots.
You know nothing about my life, Shane.
Clearly.
Yeah, but breathing confetti, that would be messy. It would just pile up around you.
Oh, yeah. You'd have to hoover constantly.
Oh, yeah. No, I'll go with the feet.
Yeah, same. It's unanimous. It's
conclusive, yes. Nobody wants to Hoover.
Nope. No.
I just don't want to inhale paper, because if it went the wrong way,
that's kind of fair enough.
Die,
be so dangerous.
Yeah. Oh,
man. Wow. That's a good one, though. Okay, so remember that if you want to join us for Sprints and Giggles and get all the other benefits, you can do so over at patreon.com/unstoppableauthors.
And don't forget to share the podcast online and tag us on social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. Just search for Unstoppable Authors.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Unstoppable Authors podcast. We'll be back next week with more of our tenacity and worldly wisdom.
Don't forget to visit our website to get the show notes and heaps of helpful blog articles at unstoppableauthors.com.
And join our Guild of Unstoppable Authors, and you will not only hear from us every week, but you will also get a free digital copy of my book, 30 Days of Worldbuilding.
If you enjoyed the episode, please remember to subscribe and leave a review. All right, then. Is everyone good to go?
Yeah.
Oh, the enthusiasm.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, can we please put that as an Easter egg on the end?
Yeah, all right.